Hall of Famer, Gil Brandt with us, Paul Catalina, David Smoke, we're at Alan Samuels, Dodge Chrysler, Jeep Ram, Fiat. What's that like now when you're addressed as a Hall of Famer, Mr. Brandt?
Well, one thing about it, if you got a Hall of Fame sponsor in Alan Samuels.
Yeah, you're the best, man. You're the best. Hey, Gil, I asked this question. How much does a franchise get set back, even if they're good or bad, if they do miss out on judging the talent of a number one pick? For example, today the Cowboys released Taco Charlton.
Couldn't even trade him. They tried. Nobody even wanted the guy. And David, you know, let me tell you what I think happened here. You know, I think someone within the organization talked him into him. You know, he's a guy at Michigan, didn't start until his senior year. And in his senior year, really the only game that he played good was against Ohio State. But I think that this is a case that somebody or a group of people said, you know, we need defensive linemen, and probably picked somebody when he really wasn't the best player there to be picked. But in answer to your question, anytime you don't get 5 years out of your first-round pick, you've lost something.
Gil, what's that like as a GM, a personnel man, when you do miss on that? What's the first thing you have to do to react? And I guess the Cowboys maybe have buoyed themselves with having good drafts before, but this still has to sting, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, here's what you have to do. First of all, what you have to do is you have to go back and with a time tooth comb, you've got to see why we drafted this guy. You know, what did we have? It's almost like hiring an independent arbitrator to go back, look at tapes on the guy, and see what you're getting. Because as a lot of people will tell you, those tapes don't lie. And then probably more than anything, you know, I'm not sure the guy had the right attitude. You know, sometimes guys get $12 or $15 million, and all of a sudden they're satisfied. And you know, all you have to do is go out to training camp, which you guys do, and see who is at the back of the line in all the drills, and then you know really guys that want to play football and guys that don't want to play football.
Gil, the Cowboys have had some teams that have teased people for the last several years, and teams that have won divisions and teams that had home field advantage. And I know that it's only two games into 16, despite the early start, the schedule the way it is for them. When you watch them now, what do you see that's maybe different, that could be different when they get into January, if in fact they make the playoffs?
Well, number one, I'm on record as picking, saying they're not only going to make the playoffs, but they're going to make the Super Bowl. I didn't say win the Super Bowl, but they're going to make the Super Bowl. This is a team that's got a lot of depth. They got a quarterback that is playing sensational, and I think that they have a coaching staff that does an above average job. You know, they've got a good special teams. There's good depth on this team is what there is, and so I think that if they don't read their own press clippings, and it worried me a little bit last week against Washington, because I said, boy, if there's ever a chance for a team to fail. And they looked terrible in the first quarter. They didn't look good in the first quarter because all of a sudden we've got everybody, newspaper-wise, television-wise, radio-wise, telling them how good they are, You know, we're going to start off 0-3, and if you start off 0-3, you got a 47% chance of making the playoffs and all of those kind of things. If they just don't let that go to their head, because they've got an offensive line that's given up one sack this year, which is tied for first in the National Football League. They need to pick up the pace a little bit on sacks. They only have two, I think, is what they have. But the offense is really playing good, and the quarterback is playing sensational.
Gil, did you see this kind of development from Dak Prescott when he was drafted? I mean, he fell to the fourth round, but did you see this kind of potential in him coming out of that draft?
Well, he was my 81st ranked player. I don't know if that answers your question or not, but you know, when you study him, and you go back to his senior year at Mississippi State, you know, they were number one in the nation for 3 weeks. Now, how about Mississippi State being number one in the nation for 3 weeks? I don't want to offend anybody from Baylor, but that's like Baylor being number one in the nation for 3 weeks. Hey, the guy went for seven games without an interception, and I think all you have to do is know this person. Know this person, you'll love the guy because he's really, really a quality individual. You know, he's raised $1 million a couple weeks ago for a cancer research in honor of his mother. I just can't say enough good things about the guy. Now, did I expect him to be as good as he is? Not really, but I thought he was going to be pretty good.
They are, and I know you got to leave in like less than 5 minutes because you have other things to do, and it's always a pleasure and honor to have you on the show. But I also know this, is that they have done an amazing job at not overextending themselves like they used to do with some players. They extended players too early, which I understand is always kind of tempting. But to be in the position they're in with all this young core talent and have money available without putting themselves in a like credit card debt situation, how impressive has that been with the front office as well?
Well, you can say what you want about Jerry. And I'll say one thing about Jerry. Jerry makes a mistake once, but it doesn't happen twice. And I think that they're doing a heck of a job of saying no, of extending the right people at the right time. I think this club is being run as well as any team in football. That includes the New England Patriots. Jerry, it's amazing because the guy's got so many balls in the air. And I think he's doing such a great job. And I think you got to give a little credit to Steven because I think he's also quite heavily involved.
Last question. How come you've become so prevalent and so insightful on Twitter? What's going on with that? You're throwing out some knowledge, my man.
Oh, we got to try to help everybody a little bit and make it fun for people, and we're trying to do that. I mean, I enjoy it. It opens so many doors. It's amazing how many people that follow you on Twitter, and whether it be players or people that you walk into the grocery store or flight attendants or whatever it may be. I think some of the stuff that we dispense is pretty good. Now, we're going to have a good one up there tomorrow about quarterbacks that are first-round picks starting their first game, what the percentages are of winning and so forth. You'll like it.
Thank you, Dad. Thanks, Gil. Appreciate it.
All right. Hall of Famer. Take care, guys.
That's Gil Brandt, Hall of Famer.